The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we had an Osuna sighting last night, and they're at it again today. So let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the
Hi,
Falcon.
Fred.
What's going on? A.J. Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today on the HRNP listener line, it's 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, although apparently none of us ever look at that. Let's go like the Blitz. You're good. Maybe. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. 713-780-3776 is the number for that. And if you are so inclined, you can watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on Watch Us on Live Stream, and there we are.
That seems simple.
Yeah. And it's a Tuesday. Most of you guys are in a bad mood. Don't be. Let's have some fun today. I'm in a terrific mood. You're not going to spoil it. It's not going to happen.
I'm not going to try, dude.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, sports and stuff. What's going on with you?
Yeah. Getting a lot done today. It's been a good business day.
Oh, good for you.
So I'm very, very happy. So, you were working on some other projects, too, today. But,
I was.
So.
You know.
Mine was probably more fun than yours.
Probably so. But, you know, not all work is fun work, Fred.
Yeah, well.
Now it's time for fun.
Exactly. This is the fun part of the day. But I'm really excited. Now, we were supposed to have Sports on the Rocks up today, and, of course, we're having technical issues. It'll be up tomorrow. So, I know you
Damn
guys
it.
I know. I hate depending on other people, AJ. Other than you and Jong, who I know I can count on.
We're not dependable.
Other people, it's kind of like, yeah, I'll get it. So that'll be tomorrow for those of you who are looking for it. I'm almost certain there'll be no more problems then, but I've thought that for 2 weeks now. But did some pretty cool stuff today I'm really excited about, in that everybody keeps asking me when the novel's going to be out. And on that note of taking things over yourself, looks like November 1st, we're going to have it out. My novel. Jesus Just Left Chicago.
It's going to be like, I can hold a copy in my hand?
You'll be able to hold a copy in your hand.
Oh,
or you'll be able to download an audiobook, because we're going to have it out at the same time. So it looks like November 1st is our target release date.
Better get to reading those audiobooks. It always seems like it's not going to take that long. But
Well, the cool thing about this one is I'm not voicing the whole thing. I have, because there's several different voices in it. And so, like, John Granato's agreed to do a couple of chapters.
Who's the narrator?
I'm the main narrator.
Okay.
But the main narrator is the Lewis character, and so I'm going to do that.
Okay.
But I have a really big name who's writing a foreword for it that I can't talk about yet. I'll tell you off air.
Oh, boy.
And
Nolan Ryan.
No, not Nolan. But
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Don't try to guess. Cause
Yao Ming.
At some point, you're going to get it, and then I'm going to like give it away, because it's going to be like poker. And say, what, you got kings?
Doyle Brunson.
Queens? Aces? Yeah. But I got a really cool person doing the...
David Gao.
No, but he's helping.
Oh, okay.
Actually, so we kind of took it back and are doing it ourselves, and I'm really excited about that. I've got the cover is going to be the same guy who did Acing Racing. If you remember the... Cigar chomping horse.
I remember it quite well.
And on the audiobook, the last two chapters are from an anonymous person, and I have a brand new talent who's going to do the last two chapters.
Thank you.
No.
Oh, just, more talented than me?
Well, he's got a bright future in the business. Well, in the writing business, not so much the audio business.
Oh, I was thinking Juggalo Trey.
Nope. It's a little guy named William Fowler who's going to do the last two chapters.
Who the hell's that?
It's my son, Knucklehead.
Oh.
Will. I mean,
oh, okay.
You know him as Will.
Now I know.
So, I'm really excited about all of this. So, managed to get most of it done today. I've got some more things that I have to get finished, but the novel's ready to go. I'm just waiting on a couple of things now from other people, which is always my downfall. But,
yeah.
but yeah, it's kind of a big deal, and Really excited about that. So I've been working on that all day, and then plus getting together our college football plans for Sports Map for the fall.
All right.
Last year when we launched, it was halfway through college season.
Right.
So we had college content, but we didn't have it to the extent that I would have liked to. And by then, every team in Texas sucked.
Yeah.
So nobody was going to be interested. So I didn't want to pay a whole bunch of money to people to go out and do stuff that wasn't going to get any kind of traction. But plus, there was a little World Series thing going on.
Yeah, that was that kept everybody a little busy.
Yeah, but so I'm working on. I got the college plans finalized, and some of our favorite people are going to be contributing. So, been a very productive day, and now I get to do a radio show that I'm really excited about. So, man, last night was a non-drinking night for me, which means I don't sleep worth a damn.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching the game on the couch, kind of doze off, and missed Osuna pitching. Literally woke up 2 seconds before Marwin hit the home run.
Oh, good for you.
I kind of pop up and I go, oh, okay, they're losing. Oh, that looks like it's gone.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much all I got to see. I did not get to see Osuna pitch, but I did see the big home run and they won the game. So there was that. But, man, these injury problems could be a little bit of a concern. And
here's the reality. If Marwin doesn't hit that home run, we're having another discussion of what's wrong with. I mean, these guys can't hit.
Well, it's
and
it's,
really they didn't hit. I mean,
they came through it in the right time
at the right time, and the only reason that it was, I mean, inexplicably two consecutive walks. That's what put base runners on, and then he gives up a fat pitch to Marwin, but if that one swing doesn't happen, we're sitting here again saying the same thing, and honestly. We're saying the exact same thing we're going to be saying today is one of these guys going to start hitting. And I don't know. I understand their injuries are part of the deal, but isn't this supposed to be like an incredibly deep lineup? Wasn't that what everybody was touting all along?
Well, in numbers wise, you look at them and they're fine. But the reality is all season long, there's been a lot of games like you saw Saturday where they put up 14. And then games like you saw Sunday, where they couldn't score. Games like you saw last night. Games like we're seeing today so far, down 1-0 in the sixth. Or is it the fifth?
Bottom of the fifth. Yeah. But yeah, they'll be going into the sixth through five innings for them.
So I also think part of the problem is they're just the injuries are a real issue here. And until they can get a healthy Correa, it looks like they'll get Correa back Thursday. If you get Correa and Altuve back in that lineup, I think it makes a difference. But man, you take those guys out, you take Springer out. Who scares you? And it's not like Bregman's killing the ball right now. He's going through a little bit of a, after that really nice tear he was on. I mean, him and Gurriel, two guys you look at, but the rest of them, Reddick doesn't scare you.
Nope.
And, Marwin came through last night, which it was good to see because last year he did a lot of that. We hadn't seen much of him this year. So it worries me a little that they're so inconsistent. And then a former colleague of mine tweeted out something earlier. It's like, other than Bregman, how many of these young studs the Astros were supposed to have really done much over the last year and a half?
Not many.
And Tyler White, J.D. Davis,
Derek Fisher, Kyle Tucker.
Yeah. I mean, none of them have really, you look at them and, they may still be players. I'm not saying they won't, but.
Right. But it's coming along slower than you would have expected.
Yeah. And, that's the thing. I mean, it's like one day they're pounding the ball like crazy, and then they're going to have three games where they don't score. So it's very strange. And that's why if you just look at the raw numbers, you think, oh, wow, these guys are doing great. Look at run differential. You look at, where they stand and runs scored. But, how many games have they had where they put up a ton of runs and then couldn't get a hit the next two nights?
Yeah.
It's just been inconsistency. And I think part of it's just the injuries. I'm not too concerned about it. So
give me another frustrating outing for Keuchel if things hold up the way they are.
That's the thing. They're also very capable of not doing anything and then hitting a two-run homer in the eighth and winning the game.
Well, they are. And getting the win for Osuna.
Yeah, they did get the win.
Which means Osuna beat the Giants.
Did he punch anyone out?
No punch outs.
Okay, because I was asleep. I didn't see it.
No punch outs.
All right, just checking.
Couple ground outs, but he beat them. He beat them handily.
All right, well, good. So he pounded them, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right.
He got balls pounded into the ground.
That's true.
I think there were two ground outs and a fly out. Now today...
Yeah, there's the Carbot commercial I was telling you about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now today, I think Reddick in the second inning had a triple, a leadoff triple, and this is kind of goes to what you guys were saying. He had a leadoff triple.
They left him there?
They left him there.
Yeah.
And then they had two leadoff doubles, left him there with
well,
no
that's
outs.
That's their three hits today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're not piecing anything together. You're not having guys get back-to-back hits.
Yeah, so Reddick tripled. They got two groundouts to third and then walked Mariznick. Mariznick stole second, and then Keuchel came up to bat. So that's how they got out of that inning.
Isn't it also weird, kind of, I mean, at least to me it's weird, Tyler White batting cleanup?
Yeah. Mm. But that's what happens when you have this many bats out of the lineup.
Yeah.
So
it's just a they're it's an awkward setup right now. I mean, we've got you know, JD Davis playing third primarily right now. Yuli's playing second today. It's just
yeah.
weird.
Yeah, it's just that's what you have
it's
to
It's obviously not the this isn't the team.
No,
and, you know, and but it's
that's why I'm not too worried about it, but you do need to get some of those guys back in the lineup. And I think Oakland's going to hang around. I don't know. I still don't think they catch him. But if you're going to go with this lineup for an extended period of time, I don't know how much better you are than the A's.
I don't know either.
So
and the A's won their sixth straight last night. If it weren't for Marwin Gonzalez, they drop another game in the standings.
It was 4.5 going into today, right?
Yeah.
Or is it four? It's four.
It's 4.5.
4.5. Okay. So. Yeah, it's not tight enough yet to worry, but if this is going to be your lineup, then it's going to be a struggle to win games, even as good as their pitching is.
Yep.
But they just need their bats to be a little, you know, a little stiffer. And if you need your bat to be a little stiffer.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah, you're going to go to Aros Medical Group. And guys, I'm telling you, Aros Medical Group, new in Houston, Texas-based, they're fantastic. Their doctors focus on regenerative medicine. They can help you with all kinds of things, low T, hair loss, and especially ED. And there's a lot of ways to define ED. Some people, it's just, I'm not performing as well because I'm old and fat. Some people, I'm just so stressed out, I'm not able to really do anything. And some people have real problems and blockages and things like that. Well, they're going to find the customized plan that fits for you, whatever your situation is. They're going to talk you through it. They're going to give you, they're going to find a treatment plan that's going to help you. And I went through it, and I'll tell you what, they've got this new technology that's fantastic, and I really didn't think I needed any help, but once I got through there, I'm like, wow, what a difference it makes. I'm hitting much better than the Astros right now. And not only that, they don't just treat you as a patient there. I consider those guys friends. They really want to get to know you so that they can help you live a better life and a comfortable life. And they get poker on Thursday nights, which I'm going to be doing with them out here pretty soon. They got a man cave, and Shane and Sean and Dr. Ike and Liz, all four of them over there, man, they're just great people, and I enjoy hanging around them, and they want to make your life better, too. You're going to feel comfortable. You can talk to any of them. 713-263-3767. 713-263-EROS. You can also find them online at erosmedicalgroup.com. How about this? 30% treatment off any treatment with promo code FRED. 30% off any treatment with promo code FRED. That's whether you go online or whether you make the call at 713-263-3767. Aros Medical, awaken your inner Greek god.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So on the break, Tyler White hits the ball to right center. Center fielder dives for it, misses. He chugs all the way to third, almost dying of a heart attack about halfway between second and third. And on the first pitch, drawn in infield, he's going at contact, thrown out. So
womp womp.
Really not sure what happened there, but oh well. Peter says, it's a bit late, but is Sergey Kovalev's career over after Saturday night? We didn't get a chance to talk about that yesterday or the MMA fights, which I'd kind of like to get to, if that's all right with you. Crusher got his ass kicked.
Yeah, not a good look for Sergey.
And it seemed like they kept trying to put him out there because they thought he could fight through it. And was it the third time when he finally went down? It's like, dude, he's done.
He's done. Yeah. And listen, the guy he was fighting is no joke. It's a good fighter, but... Man, that's just it was not a very good performance. So I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe Andre Ward broke him. Maybe we've seen the last of the dominant Crusher.
Yeah, because even in the Ward fights, he put up a battle, and you know, I think the last one where there was at least one low blow, but you know, at least he was in there punching with him. I've never seen him get his ass kicked like this.
Yeah, this was surprising.
And what about that decision in the MMA fight? Because that's all anybody was talking about over the weekend. And usually you have a more reasonable look at that. I'm just kind of curious what you think.
Well, here's the deal. There's a there are new rules in MMA and new judging rules. Like there's new scoring. And basically what happened here is the judges kind of scored by the old rules. In the old rules, you know, if you get a takedown and you just hold the guy down, judges look at that as like controlling the action of the fight. In the new rules, if you take somebody down and just hold them there, you've basically done nothing because you're not winning the fight. You're just holding a guy down. And that's, in fact, you're stalling action. And so to prevent that from happening, they've changed the rules where you're not rewarded for that anymore. Demetrius Johnson, I think he landed something like 80 or 90 more strikes in that fight.
Yeah, I saw the numbers. They were just ridiculous.
There were two takedowns. I mean, he got taken down multiple times, but was always able to pop back up. The two times that Cejudo was able to actually hold him down, he literally did nothing with the position but hold him there. So I scored the fight for Demetrius. You know, it was a close fight. I'm not saying that Demetrius won and it was like should have been a landslide. I thought it was a close fight, but I thought Demetrius won. And then the fact that Henry Cejudo is talking about, you know, making a fight between he and TJ Dillashaw, the 135-pound champ. Demetrius Johnson has to have first shot at that rematch. This guy defended the title 11 times. This was his 12th title defense. Henry Cejudo has never defended the belt. You don't fight a guy in a different weight class until you can beat everybody in your division.
Yeah.
The reason we were talking about it with Demetrius Johnson is because it looked like there was no 125 that was ever going to beat him. So it made sense for him to go up and fight the 135-pound champ. So I thought that was silly of Henry Cejudo. And I'm a little bit biased because I've dealt with Henry Cejudo on a couple of occasions when he was here in Houston. I'm not a fan. So I'm slightly biased in the manner.
That's a very tactful way of putting it.
I mean, that's as nicely as I can say it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought the decision was wrong.
But was it an outrage? Because that's what
it was not an outrage. Yeah, I
have not had a chance to watch the fight yet, but it almost to a man, that's what people were saying. So I knew you would have a more reasonable. So you're saying probably not a good decision, but not ridiculous.
Yeah, okay. That's what I say.
A couple things from the text line. Been a listener for six years now, closing on our home today after Harvey. Took everything. Listen every day. Thank you for making me laugh Monday through Friday. Congratulations, man.
Yes, indeed.
That's good. And speaking of Carbach, do they still have food trucks on the patio? We have kids. Don't get out much. Oh, they've got a restaurant there now.
Yeah, full-blown restaurant.
And it is fantastic. And we've had food from it many times. Try the poutine. And that Korean chicken. Those are both very good. Chase asks, more likely to fill in for Jong as co-host on Comicast while Jong is in Asia, Fred or AJ? Jong, do you have a plan for Comicast? I mean, you are, no offense to Michael Carroll, you're the star of Comicast. I think we can all agree on that, right?
No. Michael's going to do...
You're Batman and he's Robin.
Figure it out.
No, you're Batman, he's Robin. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And there's nothing wrong with Robin. Robin's useful. Robin has his moments. Every now and then, if Batman's gone, Robin can solve things. But yeah. Are we going to watch Robin and, oh, I don't know, Batgirl? Is that what it's going to be?
No, I look at it like Iron Man and Captain America.
Which one are you?
You guys can pick. Well, here comes a...
Nope, he's out.
He's out.
Of course,
he's out. Yep. Oh, goodness.
Yep.
Yep, two runners hosed at home.
Well, one got in a rundown. He never made it to home.
Well, but the two runners attempting to get home.
Yeah, that's not good.
And what is Reddick? What's he talking about here, I wonder?
I don't know. Let's see. I think he got punched in the face.
Hey, hard time sliding to home.
No, I don't think he got his foot in.
No.
I don't think so. Maybe that's what he's trying to say.
No. Oh, my goodness. What? I mean.
You know what? They're gonna put up like six runs in an inning here. I'm calling it right now. Crickets on that?
On Bummy.
I got nothing for you on that.
Yeah, I think they're going to. Well,
if they have to relieve Mr. Bumgarner.
Yeah, as long as he's in there. I would bet that they're going to leave him out there for a while.
No, they'll relieve him. They'll bring in somebody else, and then they'll put up six runs.
All right.
That's my prediction. 713-780-ESPN, your number. 713-780-3776. Man, I got a lot of college football stuff today that I'd like to get to. I don't know if you saw this, but cover of one of the Sports Illustrated preview issues. One Ed Oliver, University of Houston.
Yeah,
I put a little thing on SportsMap about that. He was also named, well, last month they named him, SI named him top player in college football. Today, ESPN came out with their list, number one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of big time organizations are basically saying he's the best player in college football. I think he's up there, and I think he's got a chance to have a really good season. And he's going to be a high draft pick. But, man, I'm not saying he isn't, but, boy, that's saying a lot.
It is.
That is the best player in college football. That is a J.J. Watt in his prime of college football.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Big Aggie Steve says, waiting for the outrage tweets to us for making fun of a DV situation.
Of what situation?
Domestic violence. Did we? I thought we were talking about his pitching.
Yeah.
So I was talking about his pitching. Not sure where that came from. Big
no
Aggie
outrage
Steve.
Necessary.
Yeah. I mean, guy did his job. What do you want?
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'll tell you somebody else who does a great job, especially if you're trying to save money. And, hey, maybe you're paying too much on your credit cards. And if you've got significant balances, you probably are. If you got good credit, how about this? Refinance. Get a credit card consolidation loan from our friends at Lightstream. It's an easy way to save hundreds, even thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay. 5.89%. So depending on what your balance is, I mean, you can lower that average credit card interest rate. That's about 18% in most cases. 18%, 5.89%. You can kind of do the math. I can't, but that saves you money. You can get your funds as soon as the day you apply, too. And they believe people with good credit deserve a great interest rate. And how about this? No fees. So say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer. Start saving with Lightstream, and Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. That's LightStream.com/Fred. Start saving money today. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So I think we have some breaking news here. Looks like the Carmelo to the Rockets deal is official.
Oh,
worst kept secrets on the planet. But
finally.
Looks like it's done. Several people tweeting, including our buddy Salman.
You going to get a jersey?
No, I don't. I have one jersey. that has a number on it and a name, and it's not because I bought it. Somebody bought it for me. I don't do jerseys.
Okay.
I mean, I do jerseys, but not with names or numbers.
Jung?
I already have a custom-made one.
Mellow jersey?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What's it say? Hero? I figured.
I think Jong says, I'm your bitch, Mellow.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. So, yeah, thanks to my buddy Brittany for pointing that out to me that it happened there while we were on break. So, yeah, Carmelo happening. And I think your Rockets are now reasonably set for what they're going to be. I mean, I've seen a lot of trade rumors, and I'm sure something will happen, but it hasn't yet. John, your final thoughts on this? I know you've always been kind of for.
I mean, for what they were, what they had available to them, I'm okay with it. But you know, this is the team that they're going to go in with. I'm expecting between 50 and 55 wins, kind of the same makeup of the team. A little more, slightly more offense, less defense. So you know, I could see them winning 10 less games. Second best team in the West still. So
nothing different. We can. Let's do this at some point today. The over-under totals for basketball are out for wins.
Yeah.
I'd kind of like to go over those and get your thoughts. But I'm all for trying. I mean, it's low risk, it's high reward, and if it doesn't work, you cut ties, you move on.
So you think they win 55 games instead of 65?
Yeah, between 50 and 55.
So under is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be an adjustment. I mean,
what, they went 65 last year? That was...
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen again.
But I could see them winning 58 or 60 real easily.
I'm with you there.
I don't think you're taking a hell of a lot off this team when you're taking Trevor Ariza off. I'm sorry.
What's the number?
Well, let me find it now. I actually had this to talk about yesterday, and we never got to it. So here we go. I have them. Your Houston Rockets, 57.5 is the number. I think that's a really good number. I think that's...
That is a really good number.
I wouldn't play it. I'd lean over because I do think they can win 58 or 60, but man, that's a lot. That's because now you have to start factoring in, well, what if Chris Paul misses 25 games? You know, at some point, what if James Harden breaks? Then you're not going to get over 57.5.
No. Or what if the Melo thing doesn't work?
Yeah, you cut him before it gets too bad.
Yeah, but then you're losing an offensive piece that could potentially help you. So
I don't worry about this team offensively. It's yeah, the other side fine. That I'm worried about because you gave up a couple of guys who were key contributors on a team. And let's face it, what made the Rockets this year different from the Rockets in previous years? I mean, obviously Chris Paul was an impact, but they were better defensively.
Yeah,
I mean they there was better effort defensively. They were just a better defensive team. And two of the key contributors to that end of the ball were Trevor Ariza and Luke Bamute, and they're both gone.
Having said that, in the playoffs, Bamute was useless. His arm was broken. He couldn't do anything. So that's not a huge loss, especially I think Ennis can do what he did or close. So you haven't replaced Ariza's defense, which is important. But, I mean, let's not pretend like he was an all-star. He was a fifth guy. Okay. And if you can get that kind of production from somebody – I think you're fine. But some of the other ones that are kind of interesting to me. Wait, you get something else?
No, I was just thinking, there's just so much love for James Ennis. Like, everybody just assumes it.
You go look at his career numbers, and they're right where Mbamute's was when he was that age. So, you know, I think they've done, I'll give them the benefit here because they do a good job of finding guys who fit what they do. You didn't think much of Mbamute when they signed him last year either. So I think you'll get something out of them. I think they're fine. I don't think you're going to see much of a... You know, the only thing I worry about is if Clint Capella suddenly gets paid and decides to go eat a bunch of pizzas.
Right.
That could happen. But I'm more concerned about the same things I was concerned about last year. Is Chris Paul going to be healthy? And
the answer is no.
I mean, all right, so how...
At what point of the season will he get hurt is the real question.
And how long will he be out? And that's... you know, and can you get to the playoffs with that group healthy?
Right.
Any other teams you're curious about here?
I mean, Golden State, obviously.
400 wins is the number.
Ooh, I'm going to go. No. I'm going to go a strong under.
No, 65.5 for Golden State.
I think I'll go under there too.
Yeah, I think I will too. Not that I think there's a huge drop off, but at some point, they're going to have some injury stretches.
I mean, they won 58 last year. Yeah, they were really good.
They were, and I mean, I think they're I think they figured out the Spurs thing. Play for the postseason. And, yeah, I'll say under.
It's 65 or 65.5?
65.5.
Okay. Well, zero teams won over 65 and a half last year.
Yeah, they're so good, though. It's hard to...
I wouldn't punch a ticket against them.
Actually, I would, because I think they've gotten smarter about how they do things. It's like we're not out to get 73 wins. We're gonna get the playoffs in as good a shape as we can and then beat the crap out of everybody, which they did.
What's the number on San Antonio?
San Antonio, 44 and a half.
I'll go over.
I'll probably lean over, too.
You're saying, like, that's four games over 500.
And... You know, it's real easy to say, well, they gave up a better player to get DeRozan, but they never had him last year.
They didn't have him.
So now you're adding DeRozan to that lineup, basically.
A team that won 47 games a year ago.
Yeah, I'll be okay with that.
I think so, too. What about Portland?
Portland, 42 and a half.
I'll go over there, too.
Okay.
What about Oklahoma City?
47 and a half.
I'll go under.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to think of them. I'm really not. Yeah, that's kind of a tough one because, again, that number strikes me as, yeah, it's about where it should be. Most of these are, let's be honest. I know what they're doing in Vegas.
What's the number for the Los Angeles Lakers?
The Lakers de Los Angeles, 50 and a half.
50 and a half.
That's a no play for me, but I'd lean under.
I would lean under, too.
But I think that's...
What I will say is nobody's going to want to play the Lakers come playoff time.
No, and it's going to take a while for LeBron to adjust, but LeBron by himself is going to win an awful lot of games because he does every year.
50 and a half, that's just a big number.
And though, if he's hurt, I mean, 50 and a half ain't happening.
No,
so
I'm...
For any stretch, I'm not talking about for the whole season, but if he's out for like 3 weeks, I ain't winning 50 games.
What about the Celtics?
58 and a half. Feels high to me.
They won 55 this year, but they're also going to be getting Gordon Hayward back.
Kyrie healthy for the whole run.
Well, maybe. He's like kind of Chris Paulish.
Yeah, he's very brittle.
Yeah, I think that's a no play for me. That wouldn't shock me if it went over. What about Philly?
Philadelphia, 53 and a half.
I'll go over. They won 52 last year. I think they're getting better.
Yeah, somebody has to have some wins in the East.
Because Cleveland's going to lose so many. What's Cleveland's number?
31 and a half.
Give me under.
Yeah, I might go that way too.
You know, if Cleveland won 30, if they won 32 games last year, they would have finished 11th in the Eastern Conference. There weren't five teams in the Eastern Conference worse than the Cavs minus LeBron James. I just don't see it.
Kevin Love's going to step up now.
You know what? Kevin Love's going to step up, and they're going to be the old Minnesota Timberwolves.
Exactly. Who, that's exactly what I was going to say. They're the old Timberwolves. Who else are you interested in?
What about your Raptors?
52 and a half.
I might go too high. I could see some regression.
I think Kawhi Leonard's a better player than DeMar DeRozan. And he seems interested in playing there. He seems healthy. I think he'll be a good fit there. I think they're better with him than they are DeRozan.
Think they've got a first-year coach?
Yeah. I don't know how good he is compared to KC, who I probably would have kept, but I get it. By the way, all these people keep coming out and saying, oh, DeMar DeRozan, it's so sad what they did. I don't know if you saw what Milan Lucic said about him, the Edmonton hockey player.
No.
He's being a little bitter bleep at the organization for trading him for Kawhi Leonard. You didn't get traded to frickin' Cleveland. You got traded to San Antonio, a team that competes for a title every year. You get to be coached by the Bill Belichick of basketball with Greg Popovich. You feel like you're being disrespected? Come on, man. You're still making $30 million a year living in San Antonio with no state tax. Give me a break, man. Nobody feels bad for you. Bleep off.
All right.
Kind of agree. And it's not like he got traded for garbage. I know these guys have their egos. I mean, if Kawhi Leonard's healthy, you're talking about a top four player in the league.
Well, that's like when I said that they should trade Alex Bregman for Chris Sale.
Yeah.
And that pissed him off. But it's like, dude, it's Chris Sale. Yeah, there's nobody wants to be the guy who's getting traded. I get that.
No, and I know he was big in the community and he was well-loved there. And I get that. And he wanted to be there. But if I'm the Raptors, man, you've seen what this team can be with him as your best player. And you have a chance to get a better player. And, oh, by the way, you're right. You're sending him to San Antonio. And San Antonio, the city, I think for a lot of these guys, until Popovich started winning there, it was always a place they wouldn't think of, oh, I want to live there. And you get there, and it's actually a pretty cool place to live. And I feel the same way about Toronto. Houston's, I think, is the same way. Guys don't talk about Houston as a destination. And then they get here, and they're like, damn, strip clubs.
Yeah.
Pretty badass. He'll make it rain with James Harden. But there you go. I think there's some money to be made on a few of these teams. So we'll see. I might punch a few tickets here.
What's the number on Utah?
Utah is at, that's another one I'm pretty interested in because I think they're going to be better this year. 47.5.
Okay.
Here's a number.
They won 48 last year, so if you think they're going to be better, that's an easy over.
I think
over.
They will be better.
What about the Pelicans?
42.5.
I might go over there, too.
Here's one that I'm really curious about because I think the Dwight Howard signing could screw it up. But Washington, 44.5.
I like over there.
I do, too. I think they're better than that. Man, I'm not getting a lot of teams where I'm saying, oh, they're under, which is not a good sign.
Well, that means there's going to be like there's going to be some really bad teams. Like, what's the number on Dallas?
Well, they got what's his face from the Rockets? They're going to be great. 34.5.
See, I'll go under.
Here's your lowest numbers on the board. Atlanta, 26.5.
Under.
Nets, 28.5.
Yeah, that's too close to call.
Yeah, Bulls, 28.5.
Under.
Phoenix Suns, 27.5.
Under.
Sacramento, 27.5. Don't you just automatically push under on them every year, no matter what the number is, even if it's two?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one.
Yeah, but that, I mean, honestly, that's right about where they should be. But those are your...
What about the Knicks?
The Knicks of New York, 32.5. Again, I think that's
tough. Yeah.
Probably where they're going to be.
What's that? So you didn't, when you mentioned all the lowest teams, you didn't mention the Magic. What's their number?
30.5.
I'll go well under.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Well under. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Bill Advisor. We've been talking about Bill Advisor for a while because I want to save you money. I don't want you to throw all your money away. And if you've got cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're probably throwing money away. You started with a great price, that introductory rate, and then you got the loyal customer rate, which is somehow more than the introductory rate. That doesn't even make sense, but that's the deal. Bill Advisor doesn't think it's fair, and they're here to fix it for you. They've been running a challenge now where they're going to save you at least $300 on your bills. They're going to lower all your bills and save you at least $300. And if they don't, they're going to give you your $12.99 back. So your $12.99, that's your risk. And if they don't save you at least $300, they're going to give you your $12.99 back. Most of our listeners are saving over $800. Many are saving thousands. Start saving now. Text the word GO to 232323 and let Bill Advisor get to work for you. One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Check out SportsMap.com today. Lots of really good stuff. Including a video with Charlie Polillo.
Charlie.
And Nolan Ryan. Charlie, actually, I know he doesn't tweet a lot, but I saw him tweet out about how much he enjoyed sitting down with Nolan Ryan. So
that's nice.
A lot of response to that, too. So Nolan, very very upfront about a lot of things. So if you get a chance, go check it out. Little article on Ed Oliver making the Sports Illustrated cover and being named the top player in the country by ESPN.com, written by SportsMap staff. Jermaine Every's column, where maybe July and August don't suck as sports months. Maybe there's a little more than you think. Raheel had a video on how 2016 free agency factored into Clint Capella's new contract. And guess who weighed in with an extra story this week?
Who's that?
Chuggalo Trey.
Oh, yeah? It's about the drunk...
It's about the drunk CEO.
I love that.
And basically he says, what's next for NASCAR in the wake of this? I kind of think, dude, it's a Dewey. He'll be back.
He'll survive.
Yeah. I just saw something here on Culture Map. By Jamie Lamb. And did the 12 home run hotspots near Minute Maid the pregame before the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
and giving away too many of my places.
Uh-oh.
First on the list is Truck Yard, which I finally found when I can go. I can go on the weekends right when they open. And for the record, I had their Philly cheesesteak that they make from scratch there. Uh-huh. Really good.
Okay.
So, you know, Saturday night, Friday night, forget it, but good place. Astros game, I'm not so sure. Put Rodeo Goat on there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, thanks for that, guys. Thanks. I mean, it's a great place to go before the game, but, you know, it's one of the few places I can walk in and sit at the bar and get a burger and not have to worry, but it's getting crowded on weekends, too. Like, and that's just, I mean, it's cool. That's what's going to happen. Lucky's downtown. Lucky's Lodge, which is surprisingly good. I don't know if you've been there. It's right across the street. Not. It's like people are catching on to that one. Eighth Wonder, of course, is always on there. They have the original Ninfas on Navigation, which, okay, I'll go with that, but El Tiempo.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to El Tiempo, but I'll take either one.
They're both so good.
Potente, Astros owner Jim Crane's restaurant. Have you been there yet?
Have not.
Jong, have you?
No, I haven't.
I need to ask Eric Sandler about that, because I have not been there yet either. The Four Seasons Bayou and Bottle Bar, which that's one of the wife's go-to with her friends, like after work, but I've never been. It's too fancy for me. She likes the fancy places. Oso and Cristalla, also not familiar with. Also owned by Jim Crane, just across the street from Minute Maid. I'm not familiar with that. Jong, anyone?
No.
Nope.
Bueller. The Grove. I've been there, not before game, but and then the bar. I guess it's the Bardot Lounge in Hotel Alessandra. We're getting a little fancy now.
So you're getting into too much fancy
stuff. Yeah, I kind of like I'm not a fancy when it comes to bars. There's a couple of fancy bars I like. I like to do it every now and then. But, man, give me Coaches in Midtown or around the corner. Those are my kind of bars. But that's just me. I like bars. But because Biggio's is too high class for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good place. And it's cool every now and then, but I know some people like that. That's all they care about. But I kind of think if you're an Astros fan, you're going to go to a game, you're going to walk, you're going to sweat. On a bar, right?
Yeah.
Peter says, not a fan of San Antonio. Went back to Austin as quick as I can. Well, if you have a choice between Austin and San Antonio, I'm taking Austin every day. But I think San Antonio's got some cool stuff about it.
Yeah, I like San Antonio fine. My brother lives out there.
Yeah. I mean, is it on my must live place list?
No.
But it's also not on my
I would never live there list.
Yeah, it's not on my no bleeping way list with Dallas and Atlanta and Detroit and a few other Baltimores on that list. So, but I mean, I admit my where I would live list has expanded quite a bit over the years.
It expanded from Colorado and Canada.
I mean, those are still my preferences.
Okay.
I think that's where I'm going to wind up. Is one or the other, and you know, I'll be completely happy there. But it depends. There's different parts of Canada too. It's whether or not, like, I kind of want to be, as much as I love going to Saskatchewan during the summer, I don't want to live in a place with that few people.
Okay.
It's like Calgary would be pretty cool. Vancouver I could deal with. Toronto I love. Too many Frenchies in Montreal. Like to visit, but just kidding. I love French people. Yeah, somebody mentions Pitch 25 should be on that list. Went there Sunday and for the first time. Really, really cool place. And congratulations to Brian and his partners for putting that together, because I think that's got a chance to be really good. Nick says Sigma's close to Minute Maid and is near the train. Yeah, Sigma is one of my favorite kind of underrated breweries.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Eric Sandler about it. I haven't been there in a while now. I need to get over there. It's been too long. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So still 1-0. Giants have a runner on third with two outs. Giants threatening to pull an Astro here and strand a runner at third.
They might do it.
Nobody out. So.
Do you know which team leads the majors when trailing in the ninth inning or past the ninth inning or later?
No.
The Astros.
They've got the best record?
They got the best record at 6-42. That's the best record in Major League Baseball.
Wow.
According to ESPN Stats and Info.
I mean, 6 is pretty good. And they got out of that one. Strike out McCutcheon. Yeah. Who's that, Joe Smith?
Yes.
He strikes out McCutcheon, and they
did you
one at third.
Did you see that weird stat they posted in the Red Sox game the other night against the Yankees? It's something like 29 Teams with the bases loaded against the Red Sox are 0 for their last 29.
Golly.
And, I mean, obviously that probably includes some sacrifice flies or walks that don't count, right?
Right.
But still, 0 for 29.
That ain't good.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what is good?
No, you tell me.
Hard Knocks training camp with the Cleveland Browns starts tonight.
Tonight's the night to get out there and watch it.
Yes, sir. And guys, if you, let's face it, we've all seen Hard Knocks. If you haven't, you're living under a rock, and you should really, you know, check it out. It's incredible. They've got the excellent production, critical acclaim, awards, massive audience numbers. They've had 62 episodes in their run, one anniversary special. And they average over 3.9 million viewers over the past four seasons. They've won 16 sports Emmys. 16. They've got a 30-man NFL films crew, going to be in Browns training camp at team headquarters in Ohio, shooting more than 2,000 hours of footage that they're going to condense into five awesome episodes. You need to get into it, and it starts tonight. HBO Sports, NFL Films, and the Cleveland Browns teaming up for an unfiltered, all-access look at what it takes to make it in the National Football League when Hard Knocks training camp with the Cleveland Browns kicks off its five-episode season tonight, 9 o'clock Central Time on HBO. The new season of the groundbreaking sports reality series spotlights the AFC North franchise that has the hometown region excited as a wave of new young players and veteran acquisitions get acclimated to the team. Those new young players include your boy Baker Mayfield. Catch it tonight and every Tuesday night coming up, 9 o'clock Central Time, only on HBO.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.